You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin, and as always, I am glad and honored to have you joining me. This is the very first episode of the new year. And so, because it is the beginning, I figured, you know, we gotta catch up, gotta let you all know what I've been up to these past couple of weeks of 2021. I mean, so much has been happening, not just in my own personal life, but when we look at the news and when we look at the state of this country. OMG, like, I thought that we was going to leave all of the mess and all of the nonsense in 2020, but it looks like 2020 put on a wig and just showed up in disguise. Because what is going on with the country? I mean, come on. I know that you saw the mess of the Capitol and these Trump loyalists, his supporters, these crazy ass individuals who thought they were gonna storm into the Capitol and just take things over. I mean, they caused deaths. People lost their lives. Look, I am all for protesting. It is a right that is guaranteed to us, you know, under the Constitution. I have participated in many protests, but what these individuals did at the Capitol was not a protest. They really went in there and tried to overthrow the government. Okay, they went in there like a militia, like a mob. They just really did not care who they hurt. And in fact, they went in there with the intention to hurt. You know, they were specifically looking for Nancy Pelosi. There were reports that said they were chanting to hang Mike Pence. I mean, who are these people? They allowed themselves to be brainwashed by Donald Trump into believing that the election was somehow fraudulent, that it was stolen. Meanwhile, these were the same individuals when 5 years ago, Trump won the election and no one could believe it. And everyone was saying that there had to be something wrong with our electoral system. You know, they wanted everyone to just grow up and honor the political system, the electoral system in this country. I'm still in shock as to what transpired. I'm in shock that it was allowed to even happen. When you think about the fact that they were just able to easily walk in to the state capitol with no resistance whatsoever, it makes you wonder and it makes you question, you know, what other forces were at play here, who else was involved that allowed for this to happen. You know, I'm not so much a conspiracy theorist, but listen, sometimes when things look crazy and when you know that if it would have been another group of people, that never would have happened, you have to start questioning, you know, what is happening, who allowed this to happen. But yeah, this is where I'm at this week, you know, still trying to wrap my head around what happened at the Capitol, wondering about what could possibly happen on January 20th when Biden gets inaugurated. You know, if there was such an uproar to get the votes certified, I cannot imagine what it will be like on the actual day that Joe Biden officially becomes the president. It's a scary time to be alive. You know, we're still trying to battle this COVID-19 disease. There's a vaccine out now. There's, you know, arguments in favor of getting the vaccine, and there's arguments, you know, to not get the vaccine. It's exhausting. We are only 2 weeks into the new year and I am already exhausted. However, what I will not allow to happen this year that I allowed to happen last year is that I am not going to give in to this exhaustion. I am not going to allow COVID or any other thing that's happening in the world to steal my motivation, to take away my inspiration, to make me feel like I have nothing to look forward to because my day is a constant repeat of the day before. I'm not gonna let that happen. I'm stepping into 2021 more determined, more focused than I have ever been, because I know that one day soon outside will open up again and I'm gonna be ready for when that moment comes. That means I'm gonna get myself ready spiritually, mentally, physically. I am going to show up as my best self in every single thing. Because what I recognize is that the minute we allow external forces to influence who we are and how we show up in the world, we have, in that instance, given up our power. And when you give up your power and you allow your life and your actions to be affected by other things that are happening outside of you, we cannot allow that to happen. And so for this year, I refuse to give up on myself. And that is what I felt like I did in 2020. I was just so overwhelmed with everything that was happening with COVID-19, with working from home, with having the kids, you know, do remote learning. It was so much. I gave up. I really did. I had no desire to do anything. And that I'm not letting that happen this year. I don't know about you, but me, I am deciding that that is not what 2021 is going to be for me. And I challenge you to do the same. I challenge you to decide at this very moment that this year is going to be the year that you level up, that you not only appreciate everything that you currently have, but that you're going to step into this year abundantly intentional about what you want to create and manifest in your life and in your world. Like, we're not going to continue living with this idea that we just have to succumb to what's happening around us. We don't have to. We at any moment can decide to live a different life and make a different choice. And so I challenge you in this moment to do just that. And in this episode, I really wanted to speak about, you know, what are we doing this new year? So often, the beginning of the year, we have new goals, new vision, new year, new me, right? New year, who this, however the saying goes. And I want you to really start thinking about that. You know, I just had my annual vision board workshop this past weekend. And I will tell you that every single woman came to that workshop ready for this year. They were done with 2021 and everything that last year stole from them. And this year they came to reclaim their time, their lives, their dreams, everything. We are leaving our small thinking, our limited vision in 2020. We are stepping into 2021 with a bigger vision. A bigger vision for our lives, a bigger vision for our dreams, a bigger vision for the legacy that we want to leave behind. Because legacy is created by the things that we do every single day consistently. So when you think about your legacy and when you think about how you want to be remembered, think about whatever it is that you're doing right now, that you're going to do tomorrow, that you're going to do the next day, because that's how we create our legacy. So after the break, when I come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about stepping into our purpose. We're going to talk about how we are going to be more self-aware in this year, how we are going to hold ourselves accountable, how we're no longer going to make excuses, how we're going to live intentionally, how we're going to set goals that are aligned with the legacy that we want to leave behind. We're going to talk about all of that because we're going to start the year off right, and I'm going to make sure that you have all you need to make 2021 your best year yet.
Are you tuned in? Because I am. It's the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. And as promised in our last segment, we're about to get in. You're about to do some serious self-reflecting because we are not stepping into this new year doubting ourselves. We are not going to continue to press forward with limiting beliefs. Whatever idea you had in your head about what your life was supposed to be, I want you to amplify that by 100. All right, 2021 is the year for bigger vision. We're done playing small. We're done allowing outside influences to affect how we show up for ourselves and how we show up in the world. I want to spend some time digging in to purpose. Purpose is something that I talk a lot about on this show. I have a number of episodes dedicated to purpose, but for this episode, I really want us to dig in. I want you to dig in to your purpose. I want you to figure out what God created you to do in this world and who He created you to be. So often when I ask people, individuals, you know, what their purpose is or what their reason is for choosing a certain career or certain work, so many times I get a response that is tied to money or salary or, you know, something tangible. And so I think for the purpose of continuing this conversation, it's important to understand that purpose is not tied to money. In fact, purpose is not tied to anything that is outside of you. Purpose is tied to service. Purpose is tied to who you are and who God created you to be. And because purpose was created in us through our Creator, the only way we can tap into it and discover it is by making sure that we are connected to our source, that we are in sync with our spirit, that who we are on the inside is healthy and well enough that we're allowed to connect with that God-like part of us that lives inside of us. We live in this world, we walk through the world, with this ego-based mentality, right? And we have to let go of the ego. We have to reconnect with our spirit if we truly want to figure out and discover what our purpose is. So let's talk a little bit about ego and spirit, what ego is, what it isn't, what spirit isn't, right? The ego is the conscious part of our personality. So it's the part of us that seeks the validation. It's the part of us that seeks recognition. It's the part of us that likes to hear job well done. It's the part of us that really wants to be seen, right? And the ego is constrained by logic, common sense, and reason, right? So this is why sometimes when we allow ourselves to be run by ego, we also create goals and vision that we can rationalize, right? So that's why we keep our goals and our dreams small, because they have to be something that in our mind we can accomplish. But that's the ego. That's the logical part of us. When we're talking about spirit, spirit is the subconscious part of us. And I think one point that I want to really stress is that when we allow ourselves to be controlled and motivated by ego, that disconnects and separates us from God, right? And an acronym that I love to use, I forgot where I heard it. It might have been Dr. Wayne Dyer. He says that ego is an acronym for edging God out. EGO, edging God out. And when we allow ourselves to be manipulated and controlled by our ego, we are not allowing God's presence to work in our lives. We are disconnected from God. Therefore, in order for us to really tap in to our purpose, to see and discover what that really is, to allow ourselves to dream these big, huge dreams that are not constrained by logic or reason, we have to relinquish the ego and connect with our spirit, right? So what is spirit? Our spirit is what we're made of, who we are. It's the part of us that remains unchanged, because even though our bodies are constantly changing, even though we're constantly growing, right, our spirit remains the same. It doesn't matter what body we inhabit, the spirit never changes. Our spirit is the same spirit that was in us when we were born. Our spirit is the same spirit that was in us when we were toddlers, when we were children, when we were teenagers, when we became young adults. And our spirit is going to be the spirit that is in us when we're old and gray up until we die. It does not change. It's the God-like part of you. And when they say that God gave us the Holy Spirit, that is what that means. It is the God that lives and exists within us. It's the part that remains unchanged, even though our body changes many times throughout our lifetime. It is the essence of who we are. It's where our passions reside, and it's limitless, right? It's not constrained by what we can see and what we can reason. Because we are created in the image of God, who we also know is limitless and isn't bounded by anything, so are we when we connect with our spirit, right? So when I'm talking about bigger vision this year, in order to have bigger vision, you have to connect with the spirit part of you, and you have to let that ego go. Because the ego's job really is to keep our physical body safe, right? It guides our spirit through the journey of life. Our ego protects us. This is where our defense mechanisms reside, which is why when someone comes for us, or when someone says something that we don't agree with, or they try to attack us, it's the ego that responds, because the ego has to protect the spirit. That's why we become defensive. That's why we attack, because it's coming from a place of ego, because there's no way we're going to allow someone else to tell us who we are or who we're not. But the thing is, when you know who you are at your core, at your essence, from your spirit, you don't need to defend that. There's no need to defend something that is factual and actual that you know about yourself. You don't have to entertain other people's opinions of who they think you are, because you already know who you are, right? That is when you are connected to spirit. As long as you have a need to clap back, you have a need to defend yourself, to prove to other people that you're worthy and that they need to respect you and that you have to be seen, until you are ready to let that go, you're going to have a difficult time with connecting with spirit. This is why I talk so much about healing ourselves from the inside, because what I'm really saying is that we have to reconnect with our spirit. We have to heal ourselves from the inside out, so that we are not controlled by the outside world and we're not controlled by our ego. This is where self-awareness comes in. And as much as we might like to think that we know each other, that we know ourselves, rather, we are a constant work in progress. And we should constantly be seeking to know ourselves more. Because the truth is, who you were last year is not who you are today. Who you were 10 years ago is not who you are today. And so it will be true that who you are today is not going to be the person you are 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now. That's why it's important that we are on a continuous journey of self-awareness, of self-reflection, that we're sitting with ourselves and we're interrogating our choices, our decisions, our behaviors, our reactions. Being able to understand all of those things give us greater insight into who we are and into who God is creating us to be. Right? Because we're not who God created us to be when we're born. We have to journey there, which is why we go through the experiences that we go through, why we allow the people in our lives that betray us and hurt us and disappoint us, right? All of those experiences, even though they might be painful while we're going through them, are designed to make us into who we're supposed to be. Because who we are has to be built through these experiences, through time, through interrogating ourselves and really getting to know who we are. God uses everything in our lives for our greater good, even if it doesn't feel like that at the time. So you have to be intentional about really getting to know yourself. You can't go through life saying, well, that's just who I am, and you got to deal with it. Like, we need to start normalizing the conversation about, well, you know what? This is who I am right now, but what do I have to do to be better? Like, we should never be satisfied with who we are right now. There's always room to grow. There's always an opportunity to be better. And the goal, really, throughout our lives is to become as close to Jesus, his example, as we can. I mean, we're never going to be Jesus because he was the one perfect human being that walked this earth. We will never be perfect. We will always have flaws because we are human and we're not God. But the goal should be that we use Jesus's life as an example for our own. And until we get there, we're a constant work in progress. We're never going to be perfect. And so we should always be striving to be better. We should always be asking ourselves, you know, what can I do to make a better decision in the future? All right, if I did something and it didn't turn out the way that I wanted, well, what could I have done better to have a different outcome? What choice could I have made? What different reaction could I have had that would have resulted in a different outcome? And that is how we build our legacy. And it's also how we start to live and discover our purpose and that thing that God created us to be. Because really, you know, we spend so much of our life and our time on earth just doing, right? We're just constantly doing. But we're not human doings. We're human beings. So we need to start reframing the narrative in our head. We need to start reframing the way we show up in the world. And instead of, you know, being humans that are doing, we have to just be and ask God for that guidance. Like, who am I supposed to be in the world? And then we start doing things that allow us to show up in that way. We got to be self-aware. We have to be willing to hold up that mirror to ourselves and really look at ourselves for who we are, honestly, and check ourselves when we are not our best selves. And you know when you're not your best self. You know when you're being shady and when you're being shitty to other people and when you're constantly pointing the finger and blaming others, right? It might be time that you stop pointing that finger at others and point it at yourself and ask yourself, well, how am I contributing to this situation? How am I contributing to this experience? Why do I keep recycling experiences with different people? What is the pattern here? It can't always be the other person. At some point, it has to be you. At some point, you have to be willing to take that mirror and look at yourself and be like, oh man, I really messed up here. What can I do to create a better future? Ask yourself, what can I do so that I can start showing up in my life as my best self? Stop making excuses. Stop blaming others for where you are in your life. Take some accountability for yourself, because at the end of the day, it's all on you. Other people are not living your life. They are not making the choices you're making. They're not making the decisions that you're making. They're not reacting to situations the way you're reacting to them. Hold yourself accountable. Start investing in your self-awareness. Start buying books. Go to workshops. Go to seminars. Go to spiritual retreats that will help you get more aligned with who you are inside, so that you're not chasing some outside expectations set by the world that you weren't intended to create a life based upon. We cannot be of this world. We're in this world, but we shouldn't be of this world. Just like Jesus wasn't of this world. He was in this world and he did not allow himself to be influenced by the things and the people that were happening around him. And so often, that is what we allow. We allow ourselves to be influenced by the people and by what's happening around us. And oftentimes when we do that, that's when we're the most miserable, because we're not even honoring ourselves or the things that we love or the things that we're passionate about. We're just trying to live up to some expectation set by other people. The minute you start practicing mindfulness and you become more self-aware of who you are and how you want to show up in the world, that is the minute you're going to start to make different choices and you're going to start to manifest the life that you have always dreamed of and have always wanted. In my workshop this past weekend, we spent so much time talking about purpose, talking about self-awareness, talking about being intentional in our lives, in our choices, in the ways that we're showing up. Like, you have to stop saying yes to everything. Set those boundaries. Figure out what you want your legacy to be. Start with the big picture and then work down from that. So if you know what you want your legacy to be and you know how you want to be remembered, then what do you need to do to create that? And you work backwards. And then you start setting goals and milestones and action plans that are going to ultimately get you to create that legacy that you want, the memory that you want people to have of you when you're long gone, when you're not here. What do you want people to say about you? That is how you should be living your life. You have to stop wasting your life doing things that are meaningless, that are pointless, that you're not passionate about, that mean nothing to you. Stop living the life that other people want you to live. You know what? If they want that life, let them live that life. Don't let them impose their beliefs and their dreams on you. That's not your responsibility. You don't need to be carrying that. You got to be responsible for your own self and for your own dreams. And you need to live the life that you want. Be intentional with yourself, with your time, with everything. Set those boundaries. Start practicing no. You have to ask yourself, if saying yes to this person, is that going to keep me from doing something for myself? If saying yes to somebody else means you're saying no to yourself, you need to say no. And you need to say it loud so that they can understand you're not playing when it comes to your life, when it comes to your dreams. You got to take ownership for yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. And if you don't set the boundaries, people are going to continue to walk over you. They're going to keep stepping that boundary and they're going to keep taking advantage of you. And before you know it, your whole life would have passed you by. And you're going to have this life that means nothing. You're going to be miserable. You're going to be unhappy. You're going to be like, wow, what did I do with my life? be intentional. And then just be grateful for every step of the journey, for every milestone, for every obstacle, for every challenge, for every trial. Be glad and be thankful for it, because those things are directing your steps. Because in every obstacle and every challenge, you're learning something new about yourself. And it's redirecting you. It's putting you on the right path. When you find a roadblock and a stumbling block, that's God pumping the brakes. And he's saying, you got to pause because you're going the wrong direction here. This is not where I want you to go. So he's putting that roadblock so that you can redirect and you can put yourself on the right path. Right? On where he wants you to go. You got to start paying attention to the signs, you know? Everything is intentional. Nothing is a coincidence. The people that you meet, the experiences that you have, the doors that don't open for you, all of that is intentional. And when you start to reframe how you look at things, when you shift your perspective, you will start to see that everything that is happening to you is happening for you. All of it is intentional. There are no mistakes in this life. And so I am going to encourage you, and I'm going to challenge you that this year, you start to see the blessings and the opportunities in everything. Listen, even this whole COVID-19 stuff that we're going through, there's purpose in this. There's a purpose. All of this that we're going through is to fulfill God's plan for our lives and for the world. And we may not be able to see that right now, but I guarantee you that years from now, the purpose behind all of this will be revealed. So all of it, take all of it, learn from it, interrogate yourself, do the self-reflection, ask yourself the hard questions, and step into the world as the best version of yourself, because you showed up for yourself, because you became accountable, because you stopped making excuses, because you stopped pointing the finger, and you took control of your life. I hope that you stop questioning yourself in 2021. I hope that you recognize your limitless power and brilliance and magnificence, and that you let go of all the limiting beliefs that you have been telling yourself, that you get rid of any individuals who make you doubt your greatness, that you show up for yourself every single day, no matter how hard it is. I'm going to leave you with that. I just hope and pray that you take control of your life and make 2021 your best year yet. Until next time, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.